Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Richard, when I read this article, you were the first person that I thought of, and that's why I sent it to you. A new study shows that students learn way more effectively from print textbooks than screens. This is from the Business Insider. And it's, I know it's not a magazine that you typically read.
Right.
It's certainly not one that I typically read.
Right.
But I thought of you when I read this article.
And I was glad that you sent it.
Yeah. Because this article is all about some of the differences between reading print paper and reading on an e-reader.
Your children have used electronic textbooks.
Correct.
Right. I can remember when my son, I can remember my first experience with my oldest son, the children I have here, when he had his first electronic book. And I was completely frustrated by the experience. And everybody has had it. Everybody's had the experience where you're at page 138 and you want to go back to page 87. And you have to flip through each page, one page at a time. Okay, and it's really, really frustrating. I haven't recovered since.
It's a little bit easier than that now. You can like touch the bottom and it will have a little slider and you can move down that slider and you can go to the page that you want.
So my brother had a Kindle.
Uh-huh.
And he said he has the same, he was flying. He was flying back to Europe. And he said, I like the convenience. I like the size. But he said, I hate to have to look for stuff. It's much more difficult to look for stuff in an electronic format than in print.
Yeah.
I'm going to miss that.
Yeah, it is. So let's talk a little bit about some of the differences between the two and what this research talked about.
Right.
But maybe we'll kind of touch a little bit on when we use ebooks, when we should maybe consider ebooks being okay versus when we should think about printed books.
And I think that it's not an either or.
Right.
You know, so, as with so many of these issues with digital media, it's not an either or consideration.
Right. Right.
There may be times when one is better than the other. But what we have to be aware of is that there are statewide movements now to replace print materials. And so it is a, for example, in California, I think by 2020, all their college texts will be online. E-versions rather than printed text.
Almost all of my son's high school books are ebooks.
Are they really?
They're all on his iPad.
Okay. And part of the reason is cost.
Right.
I mean, textbooks are hundreds of dollars now to buy a single textbook.
Well, you know, and as college instructors, I mean, they give us our book, but each semester they give us a new book.
That's right.
And so we have stacks of textbooks. What are they? What, I don't even know what they do with them. Hopefully they recycle them when we give them back.
But I don't know.
I don't know what they do with them.
I don't know. But so, and you have the expense. I mean, students today, they may not like using e-readers, but it's a fraction of the cost.
Right.
And I think textbooks are going to just price themselves out of the market. They're just too expensive.
Right. And so that is an important factor. I mean, I remember in graduate school, some of my textbooks were over $200.
Exactly. For one book.
For one book. And so, and then you would have books of courses that require two or three books.
That's right. You could easily spend $1,000.
Oh, yeah. Easy. Every semester. Yeah.
Right.
So, yeah, it's the publishing companies, I think, are doing themselves a disservice by charging so much for textbooks. But in this study, they looked at, they sort of did a survey of college students. And what they found is that students preferred e-books, electronic digital copies. They prefer. They felt like they read faster online or on the digital copy. They felt that they comprehended better on the digital copy. I guess just overall, they preferred the electronic device over printed copies.
Right, and they felt that they learned more.
Right.
That was the other thing.
Yeah.
Their self-evaluation was that they felt that they learned more or did better, had right. a higher level of performance when they were using online.
Right.
That was the first thing about the study. You know, which right. so first of all, which do you prefer?
Right.
And invariably, they prefer
right.
Because that's what they're accustomed to.
Right.
The second thing is which is more effective.
Right.
And in that regard, the results were a little mixed because right. students thought that they did better with
right.
e-learning. In fact, their performance was a little higher for comprehension.
With paper copies.
Right. right.
Yeah, so there's these discrepancies between what the students thought
right.
and what the study showed. And what the right. study showed is that when we're reading to learn mm-hmm. textbooks and things like that, it is probably better to have the printed copies. Right. That's what the research shows. Even for people who think that they do better with the electronic copies,
right.
they actually do a little bit better with the paper copies.
Right.
Now, you know, I don't mm-hmm. know if we did this massive economic-based analysis to determine, you know, is the cost-benefit ratio, you know, is it mm-hmm. enough of a significant, is it enough of an improvement with the paper right. copy to circumvent the cost of the paper mm-hmm. copy versus the print, right. the electronic copy, mm-hmm. you know, I don't know that part.
Right.
But, you know, if we're talking about, you know, 5-point difference on a test or something, is it worth that to spend $250 on a textbook?
And from the study as presented, we're mm-hmm. not sure what those numbers are.
Right.
We'd have to talk to the authors and see how much of a difference it was.
Right.
Is it worth it? Maybe right. it is. Maybe the cost benefit
yeah.
is well worth it.
And I don't even know that they looked at that. No. There's no indication from anything that we've read that suggests that they even right. have even looked at that. Now, they may be looking at that now, mm-hmm. Since then, but they didn't look at it from what we know from before. So,
however,
yeah.
this study was done by Pat Alexander.
Mm-hmm.
And Pat Alexander, if you're listening to this, we'd like to discuss this stuff
That's
with you.
That's the second shout-out that you've done this week.
Well, Mark Rapport is nearby.
Mm-hmm.
He's in Orlando. And Pat is a very highly respected educational psychologist.
Mm-hmm.
So the woman who did this research is the real deal. And she's yeah. she's been at this a very long time. She's a reading specialist. She's also a very, very highly respected educational psychologist. And I'd love to have this conversation.
Is she
with
too well respected to come on our podcast?
I don't think so. I think Pat is grounded. From what I understand.
She's in trouble?
She went to Texas A&M.
Oh.
She was at Texas A&M. And so she worked with some people from the University of Texas mm-hmm. when I was there. A friend of mine, Claire Ellen Weinstein, and Pat worked together on mm-hmm. some projects. So, there are some 6 degrees of...
So Claire Ellen Weinstein, if you're listening to this,
she's
would love
not.
To... Oh.
And I know that.
Okay.
Because she passed away 2 years ago.
What?
Yes, she did.
Did I tell you
that? Oh, yeah, about 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. Year and a half ago.
You throw that out at me in the middle of a podcast.
I thought we discussed that.
No.
Yeah, I got a note from her daughter that she had passed about a year. And then there was an announcement from APA because Claire Ellen was very, very active in the Division 15 of APA. Yeah. So there was a lot of her colleagues made posts on online.
I apologize for even.
Yeah.
So I didn't know.
Claire Ellen's no longer with us. She is the... Her family was destroyed in the Holocaust.
Wow.
Her father was... a couple of family members came here,
mm-hmm.
and the family has gone now. It no longer exists because most of them were lost in the Holocaust. And then those who came to America have since passed, and so there are no more of that family in existence. She was the last one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that
interesting
took
woman.
Us podcast into off track
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, but Pat Alexander... if there's any way that you can come on this show, we'd love to talk to you about this because of that question.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how
right.
big is the difference?
Yeah.
We know there's a difference. Might be statistically significant. Is it clinically
right.
significant? Is
right.
it educationally significant? That would be an important question.
Right.
And the single, at least based on this article, the single variable that... was lower was comprehension.
Mm-hmm.
The right. students read faster,
right.
Using electronic media,
mm-hmm.
and there were and the basic facts that they could recall were about the same, but mm-hmm.
comprehension
was mm-hmm. different.
Yeah.
And that it would be interesting to talk about those differences.
Right, mm-hmm. right. So when we think about electronic copies versus paper copies, there's just a few things for us right. to think about. And we kind of alluded to this first one earlier, and that is, if you're reading for fun, just
right.
pleasure reading, mm-hmm. electronic copies, you know, obviously there's no issues there. You know, load your ebook up, your tablet or whatever up with as many books as you want and read there.
You know you're going to get some pushback on that.
Why?
There's some research out that says there's something about handling a book. You've read that stuff.
Yeah.
You knew about that.
Yeah. But, you know.
I know. But yes, practically speaking, yeah. it's easier to carry
an ebook. You can carry
e-book.
You can carry a Kindle.
A Kindle
that has 500 books on it.
Right.
And it weighs less than
right.
Harry Potter. Not the not the person, but okay. the book.
Of course, it does. You mean the book? One of the books. Okay. Yeah, books are a little bit cumbersome, especially when you're traveling.
Mm-hmm.
I used to go in the old days. Go ahead. In the old days, you know, you'd go someplace and think, I had to bring all these books, you know, and you'd have to save room for the books that you want to bring.
Yeah, but
now they're on this little device.
But if you're going to be reading like textbooks and yeah. things like that, it may be better reading to learn. You may be mm-hmm. better off with a physical book,
right.
a paper book.
Right. And today students can rent textbooks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's another way of circumventing the problem.
Yeah. The second thing to consider is what the actual task is.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, generally speaking, there's not a massive difference between the electronic copies and the physical copies.
Right.
For most
right.
things that we're
for
doing.
For most tasks.
And right. in fact, you know, the multimedia abilities of some of the e-readers
mm-hmm.
probably puts a little bit, at least as it relates to some of that, yeah. into the favor of the electronic copies.
True.
Yeah. You know, there are things like, you know, if you're talking about like in a classroom or something like that, there's things like Kahoot, and there's things where you can create like a digital classroom where the teacher can ask questions and mm-hmm. students can individually respond, and so you can see who right. is getting the questions correct and all of that. So there are some things that sort of push us into the direction of the electronic mm-hmm. versions. But, you know, again, when you're thinking about comprehension and you're really wanting to get that deep understanding, mm-hmm. The paper
yeah,
copies may be a little
paper,
bit better.
Right.
Yeah. The mm-hmm. we kind of was teased out a little bit as we were right. talking about the benefits of paper over electronic copies, and so that leads us to the third point here, and that is sometimes it's better to slow down.
Right. Exactly.
You know, we don't have mm-hmm. to be so fast. We don't. It's not a race. That's what we say.
Right.
It's not a race. Slow down. Take your time and read to make sure that you understand it.
Right. Right.
You don't have to be as fast as you can.
Right. If you want speed, mm-hmm. electronic is probably the way to go. But
right.
if you want to slow it down, you may want to go to print.
Right. And then it kind of gets into the thing that we've
right.
already talked about. And that is that the economic and environmental consequences mm-hmm. of the paper book versus the electronic copies.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it heavily favors the electronic copy when it
yeah.
comes to the cost of the book and the, of course, the impact on the environment.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we got to, again, maybe some more analyses are needed
right.
to really get into and figure out if the cost-benefit ratio is favored enough to even consider
right.
the books just for that slight boost in comprehension.
Right. Save the trees.
Right.
All that
yeah.
business. But, I think it is a cost-benefit analysis. I mean, the contribution of this article is that it depends on the task,
mm-hmm,
okay,
mm-hmm.
And it depends what you want to accomplish,
right.
okay. So, think about it.
Yeah.
And Pat Alexander, love to have you.
There we go.
Okay.
Another shout out. All right. Well, that's it for today, then. Until next time.
It's November 2nd.
No, this one is November 3rd.
This is the 3rd. No. Oh, yes, it is Friday.
So this is what happens when
this
we record
Friday.
So early. So
no, it is Friday. I keep messing up those dates because Saturday's the 4th.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm with you. We're on the same page, electronic or print.
I see what you did there.
How's that?
All right.
Okay.
Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.